It's not easy to face this discomfort. I mean, especially in our present age, where the received wisdom seems to be, you know, be as comfortable as possible all the time. Always try and get what you want. I mean, we'd be foolish not to, wouldn't we? I mean, perhaps it's always been the case, I don't know. But today, what with our staggering technologies, the offer seems to be more real than ever. Yeah? And I also want to sort of reiterate that we must remember not to take the metaphor of the path too literally, yeah? You can look upon the spiritual life, sometimes deep down, I think we're sort of hoping to take out a transcendental insurance policy, you know? We're hoping that some future golden state where all is going to be well. We kind of create a heaven realm in the future. But if we're going to gain enlightenment, we need to gain it right now. Yeah? A future enlightenment is a non-enlightenment. Yeah? It's a continued endarkenment. It's about being here right now. When we practice right now, so to speak. When we meditate, we're attempting to transform ourselves right now. I think another aspect, and a very profound aspect that can happen when we are allowing ourselves, we can allow ourselves to experience right now, we can allow ourselves to gain concentration, we can allow ourselves to become absorbed, is if we can allow ourselves to live a life in the scene, just the scene, is a very, very profound thing can happen. Because we give ourselves, we set up the condition for us to really experience who we really are. Yeah? To really experience that we're not we, when I say we, our real identity, and this is where it really gets very difficult to talk about, and I'm very much talking in metaphors and models. We really can experience who we really are. We can really realise that we are not the content of our experience. We're not the content of the experience. We are, if you like, the context, the witnessing presence that our experience takes place in. Yeah? Our true identity is not an object among objects. Yeah? We're not who we think we are. Our consciousness is not an object among objects. When we talk about being self-conscious, in a sense, we're not truly self-conscious in that verbal sense. It seems as though our consciousness is self-luminous, but whenever we say, you know, I am conscious of me, it's always a symbol of ourselves. We've always made ourselves an object. And yet we're always in the driver's seat looking out, so to speak. So when we talk about self-consciousness, that in itself is a symbol. Our consciousness is directly experienced and really doesn't need to be named, nor can it be. And this direct experience of our consciousness, not as an object, is an experience of the transcendental as well. This consciousness can't be predicated at all. You can't say anything about it at all. That's why you can't say it's my consciousness or your consciousness. There's just consciousness. Because any time you say something about it, you create an object among objects, and that's not it. That's only a symbol of what it is. To try and make this more clearer, I'd like you to go with me on a fantasy trip, yeah? You may find it useful to close your eyes, it's up to you. I want you to imagine a giant, clear plastic bag. And in that bag, let us place all the things that you think you might be. In first will go your physical being, your body. Then your name, your colour, your race, your religion, the place where you live, your country of allegiance, your sexual orientation, and all your clothes, your beliefs and opinions, and your judgments, and so on, until everything is included. Everything you think you are goes in this bag. And the bag, it contains your mind as well, because that's a very crucial part of who you think you are, in the bag. Now, let's just observe the bag. Okay? Everyone's looking at the bag? If you forgot to include anything you think you are, go ahead, include it. Put it in the bag. Now observe it. Good. Okay. So who's that observing the totality of what you've called your life? That nameless, placeless, timeless observer is the one and only real you. You are not the content of your life bag. You are the observer of it. And you definitely contain all that stuff, but that stuff's not you. It is merely within you. That thingless thing, that placeless place that exists in timeless time is context. You are the context of life. And I think that's one of the things that the Buddha penetrated when he gained enlightenment. I think if you do understand that and you now think, oh great, well I'm the context of life, fantastic. No, into the bag with that as well. That goes in the bag too. The moment you made an object, get into the bag. It's not about understanding. That may be a start. Yeah? but to be able to experience it directly, that informing the whole of your being every moment. Yeah, I think the Buddha not only understood this, but experienced the truth of this. Yeah, that's who we really are.